is eating Erev Shabbos. Eating an Erev Shabbos. So I remember when my parents came to visit me in yeshiva, they decided to take out all the guys, all my friends that I made in yeshiva, and they brought down all the guys with me and to KFC, right? The chicken over there, Kentucky Fried Chicken. And the KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, was unbelievable. The one in Mevaseret. The one in Mevaseret was incredible. Was incredible. And you got these huge buckets of chicken, and the guys are going through it, and it was like 4 or 5 hours before Shabbos, and everybody's sick to their stomach with food. And the question is it appropriate to eat a meal like that before Shabbos? Okay, so that's what I want to talk about. Erev Shabbos, I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of nash in Palm Springs. Ooh. Is there a kugel line before Shabbos? Maybe, we'll see what there is, we don't know. So let's learn this and see what you guys could do. What kind of damage you could do Erev Shabbos? Probably going to stop over at some gas station, whatever. Minhag to always buy something when you stop on the road somewhere to get nosh, so we'll see. So here, so first, there's two sugyas to work on that you need to know. One is Gittin Lamed Ches. Oh. So the sugya in Gittin Lamed, right, Gavi knows that one. Yeah. Gittin Lamed Ches says, Rav Yochanan, I said, two families in Yerushalayim. One used to make a suda on Shabbos, one did it Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara says both families were nekar. Both families were uprooted. Both families were uprooted. So something they were doing was inappropriate. So Rashi's pshat on what they did inappropriately was they used to dafka make their big family suda during the public drushos. They used to have these big public speeches in the community. They dafka made it during the rabbi's public drusha. They made it dafka during the rabbi's public drusha is when they made their big suda. That was the problem. So what does Erev Shabbos mean here? That they made a suda Erev Shabbos? Rashi says, pshat number one, that it's talking about Friday night. And maybe it could mean they made their Friday night meal better than their Shabbos day meal. That could have been the problem too. So either it's that they kept making their meals during when the rabbi was giving his speeches, or it's talking about that one family made their Friday night meal better than their Shabbos day meal. They made it more elaborate, more exciting. Rashi then gives another pshat, and this is the one I want to leave you with here. Rashi says, no. You know what was going on with the Friday night Erev Shabbos group? It means they mamish would eat Erev Shabbos. They mamish would eat Erev Shabbos, and they would be so full going into Shabbos. That's the Gemara in Gittin. So the Gemara in Gittin says two families. One used to make a suda on Erev Shabbos, one on Shabbos, and they were uprooted. What's the problem? So either it was they were making their meals during the rabbi's speeches, or they were going into Shabbos. One was so full going into Shabbos that it ruined their Shabbos meal, or something like that. That's the Gemara in Gittin. Comes the Gemara in Psachim, 99, Tzadites. There's a lot of, by the way, you should know, in all of Shas, there's a lot of great sugyas on Tzadites in Gemaras, in general. It's random.
Wow.
99 often has a lot of great sugyas. Also, Nunches has a lot of great sugyas. There's certain dapim that are, I don't know, for some reason they just have more famous stuff. So Psachim Tzadites says the following. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, you can eat Erev Shabbos all the way until Ad Shetechshach, until nightfall. Halachically, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and so much so, right? Rabbi Yossi says you can eat all the way until nightfall of Shabbos. So much so that the Beis Yosef says you can even start a meal 1 minute even before it's Shabbos and before it gets dark. Not your Shabbos meal. You didn't go to shul. You didn't do kiddush yet. You can even start your Friday, whatever meal you want, right even before Shabbos, and it's fine. So we have two Gemaras that contradict each other. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but you have this Gemara in Gittin that tells us of terrible things that happen. It's a contradiction. It's called, in Hebrew, in Gemara talk, you have what's called a stira in between the sugyas. A contradiction from one sugya to the other. Gittin talks about it like it's the worst thing in the world. And Psachim has Rabbi Yossi who says, go for it. Not a problem. Not a problem. Why you can't just say it's a machlokas is because it's strange that Gittin doesn't just bring Rabbi Yossi. You understand? That's why you can't just say, oh, machlokas, move on. You understand? Because Gittin doesn't quote Rabbi Yossi over there in that context. Good. So let's solve this contradiction. There are three ways to solve this contradiction. Solution number one comes from the Ramban. Ramban is Nachmanides, not Maimonides. Ramban Nachmanides says the following. He says, listen to his answer. It depends if you do it as a one-time thing or if you do it consistently. If I do it every Friday, that's a disrespect for Shabbos. But a once-in-a-blue-moon treat, taking the guys to KFC in my yeshiva, or you guys are going to Palm Springs today, having a little treat before Shabbos, Ramban says if it's a once-in-a-while thing, it's not a problem. By the way, sidebar. Often Chazal will use the term ba'akrai, which means once in a while. It's hard to calculate what ba'akrai means. There's a Mordechai who says ba'akrai is once in 30 days. But you don't have to be so literal. Once in a while. Once in a while. If you have that meal Erev Shabbos, it's going to be okay. But all the time is disrespect for Shabbos. Yeah.
What if you're not doing it as like a Shech to Shabbos? You're just every single day of the week, you always have a big meal at that time.
You just happen to eat then. You happen to eat then. So according to this first opinion of the Ramban, it sounds like you still should be a little different going into Shabbos. You still should set aside and be, yes, Ram.
What if it's just like you want to have a pizza before Shabbat, like just as a snack? Is that considered like a meal or because it's before Shabbos?
Oh, the question, great, Ram. The question is, are we talking about a meal or are we talking about a little snack? We'll get to that. Answer number two, Ramban's answer also. He says this in Gittin as well. He says, what we're afraid of is that you won't prepare for Shabbos.
Because you're already full?
No. The problem is not the eating. He gives two different answers, two separate ones, two possibilities. He says, the problem's not the eating. Eat away. We know people. We can eat, you give me an hour, I can eat again. It's no problem. No, I have no issue whatsoever. The issue is that the fact that you're going to be so busy with the meal, you're going to forget to prepare for Shabbos. It's not about the eating. And therefore, by the way, you know Rav Palm, the great Rav Palm, one of the greatest post-Rosh Yeshivas Bali Musar in America, Rav Palm used to make a kugel. I don't even know what to do with a kugel. That's how bad I am in the kitchen. You used to cook a kugel every Erev Shabbos. He would cook the kugel himself, Rav Palm. So, you see, according to the second answer of the Ramban, it's not about the eating. It's about we're afraid you're not going to set aside time. So, you know what the difference would be is? Let's say you already took care of all the stuff for Shabbos. If you already took care of everything for Shabbos, you look, and Rabbi Mann has the fire heated up, and the soup is cooking, and everything is going, so you should be able to go on the kugel line, right? Because it's not going to take away from you praying for Shabbos. Also, LA kids are generally loafers. They don't prepare for anything. They let everybody else help them. So there's also not going to be a problem that way. Now, answer number three. Answer number three, the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Cairo. He says, this is what you were getting at, Ram. The difference between the sugyas is whether or not we're talking about just eating versus making a whole suda. Sitting down to have a whole elaborate suda, that's going to be a problem. But stam, having a little bit, that is not an issue. Right? Three possible ways to solve the contradictions in the Gemaras. Each one will have differences halachically. Again, the first one is one-off shot. By the way, according to the first opinion, you could mamish have a whole meal. According to the first opinion, you could have a whole meal, because the first opinion was that it's about not doing it consistently. According to the second opinion in the Ramban, we're afraid you won't prepare. There, if you've already prepared and everything is set up, you could have your meal every week. You can have your meal every week. Excellent. And according to the Beis Yosef, you're never supposed to have a set meal. You're just supposed to have, you could have some nash, and then the question becomes, what do you count a slice of pizza or not? Some people watch, some people don't, and that'll be the difference about pizza as well. Now, let me just share with you how to read a Rambam. Look at this Rambam inside, and it's a fascinating ha'ara. Take a look at the Rambam, look inside. The Rambam says, Asa likvoa suda umishta be'erev Shabbos mipnei kavod Shabbos. It's usher to establish a suda, Erev Shabbos, because of Kavod Shabbos. But then look what he says in the next line. And you're allowed to eat and drink, mutalechol v'lishtot achitechshek, until it gets dark. You heard that? The first line he says, usher to make a suda, umishta be'erev Shabbos, and then the second line it's mutter to eat. It's a stira. It's a contradiction. Now, if you say the second line wasn't talking about making a suda, look what he says in the third line. Afal pikein mekoved Shabbos sheyimne adam min amincha v'lemala milikvoa suda. However, a person, as terms of kovet Shabbos, from Mincha and above, you should not be Koveya Suda. Think about the Rambam, and I want you guys to solve it. The first line says, it's utterly Koveya Suda, Erev Shabbos. That means the whole day. The third line says, you can't be Koveya Suda from Mincha and on. That now is a stira. And there you can't say versus Kavua versus not Kavua. How do you solve that Rambam? Solve that Rambam. Look at the words. You don't need to know anything else about Torah. You could be the biggest Amharitz in the world. Look at the words. The answer to the stira of the Rambam is in the words themselves. Rambam was perfect. There's not a wasted word. The two lines that contradict each other. Read them again. Asa likvoa suda o mishta be'erev Shabbos. You can't make a suda, koveya suda, because it's kovet Shabbos, like kovet Shabbos. The third line says, still, we don't prepare, we don't do a suda, koveya suda from mincha and above, erev Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah, but why at the third line he says you don't do it from mincha
and above?
No, minchan on you can't in the third line, but the first line says you can't the whole day. So why does the third line say from minchan on you can't? That's my question. Ian?
So the first one is referring to you're not allowed to actually have a suda the whole day.
Oh, that's insane.
You're not even allowed to have a snack from minchan on.
No, the third line says kavoa. Yeah. Make a meal. The second line says snack. You're right. The third line says kavoya suda.
Oh,
look carefully at the words. The answer is right there. Yeah, go ahead.
It says so the first line is talking about at night.
No, Erev, we still assume Erev is still is talking about a Friday halacha. Because of course you can make a Suda Friday night. That's the best time to make
I'm
a Suda.
Saying before.
Also, like, for Suda Mishta, but Erev Shabbos. Erev means the whole day.
Maybe say Erev
Shabbos. Borley's not a bad answer. The third line's clarifying what Erev Shabbos exactly is. But then skip the whole first line and just say, skip the whole first line and just say, yeah.
Is Erev Shabbos just from Mincha and onwards, so before that you can eat?
So then skip what? The first line and straight say the third line at the beginning.
He said it in the beginning because of Kovet Shabbos. You might not prepare for Shabbos. But still, now if you're already prepared for Shabbos, still...
Oh, excellent. I like it. It's very good. Maybe the Rambam is telling you between the two opinions. In terms of Kovet Shabbos and preparing, that you can't do. You got to be careful. Once you're prepared, don't eat from them. I wanted to suggest a different answer. Look what extra word is there in the first four words. Read me the first four words. Umishta. You know what mishta means? Mishta doesn't mean to drink. Drink is five words later where it says mutar lechov lishtot. Mishta is a party. Mishta in the Rambam, and you can look it up in Hilchas Purim. The word mishta in the Rambam is a party. You can make a stam little suda up until mincha, but you cannot make a party. All day you can't make a big party. And a koveya suda you can't make from mincha and above. I think that's the right answer in the Rambam. Yes.
Can you have like a birthday party before?
So I would say, if my reading of the Rambam is correct, you cannot make a birthday party on Friday according to the Rambam, even before mincha. What?
You mean like during the day?
Once midday is done, you can't make a birthday party.
What about a pool party?
What?
A pool party doesn't necessarily have to have food.
I think mishta means, halacha party means a party with, you know, drinks, shikar, booze. I'm talking about booze party. I'm not talking about a couple guys sitting by the pool, you know, playing ping pong.
Okay?
Now, okay, last point of this halacha, listen, fabulous point from the Chafetz Chaim in his Bir Halacha. Chafetz Chaim says, if we're worried about eating Erev Shabbos because it'll ruin your meal Friday night, if that's really the reason, it's a great question. I never thought of this. Listen to this. How come we're not worried about don't eat too much at Kiddush and Shul because it'll ruin your Shabbos lunch?
Ooh.
If we're worried about your Erev, what?
Well,
you're supposed to have challah, you're supposed to have Kiddush Makom Suda. It's not your Suda. Your Suda's with the challah in the whole nine yards. Ber Halacha, 249. Is that a great question? If we're really worried about eating Erev Shabbos on Friday night, why aren't we at Shabbos morning about Shabbos lunch?
It's already Shabbos.
What?
It's already
But therefore, it's already Kovet Shabbos. Beautiful altar. Oh, altar's chiddush. Beautiful, beautiful job. I like it. I love it. We'll leave it there. Nothing better to say than that. Okay, we stop there for today.